Hello and welcome. This is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe with our first podcast of the new year. This is 2017, and God is moving upon His people to begin this year with great expectation. Now, the Bible tells us the Word of God is alive and sharper than any two-edged sword. And why is it a sword? It's specifically because it's used in the state of warfare. The sword is part of our Christian armor. It's both a defensive and offensive weapon. We use it to protect ourselves, but we also use it to destroy the enemy. Many Christians don't use the word as they should, and they find themselves in demonic situations and in troubles in this world. But God sends His words to heal us and to get us out of our destruction. So it is to our advantage to use the word and obey the word at all costs. Because when the word of God is spoken, we will see the results. And if it's obeyed, we'll also see the results moving and manifesting in our lives. Now, when the Lord gave me the title of this podcast, He called it Lest We Forget the Lord Our God. I was immediately drawn to Deuteronomy chapter 8, where Moses is talking to the people of God about entering into the promised land and the things that they would get, to enjoy the wealth and the power and the abundance and the dominion. But there was a catch. Those benefits did not come from them, they came from God. So Moses warned them that in the day they had eaten and made themselves full and enjoyed all the benefits, in the event that they forgot God and decided not to obey Him anymore, that there was a punishment to come upon the people. And the Lord has been showing me that this is where America is. This is where Christians in America are, specifically. Those who name the name of Jesus Christ, who are not obeying Jesus Christ, are the ones that God is targeting. And unfortunately, in America, a lot of people call themselves Christian, but they don't obey God. Christian is a follower of Jesus Christ, not one who just confesses and wears a t-shirt. But what God is saying is, lest we forget, is something that we're actually experiencing now because we have forgotten. But again, these words are very familiar to most Americans because they use it in the military. This term is used in the military for fallen officers. If you look on the internet to find out who, they don't give any reference to the Bible for this particular scripture, or this particular words, lest we forget. They give the credit to Rudyard Kipling. That particular poem is indeed Christian. In fact, I'll just read part of it. This is The Recessional by Rudyard Kipling, and this was done in 1897. It says, God of our fathers, known of old, Lord of our far-flung battle line, beneath whose awful hand we hold dominion over palm and pine. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. And it goes on and on and on. It's a long poem, but it talks about the Lord of hosts. Who is the Lord of hosts? You're talking about the Lord of the armies, the angels, those are the ones who fight the battle. So this, as he was speaking, was about a battle that was being ensued against our nation, against our people. He talks about God being the judge of a nation in this. He talks about what happened to Nineveh and Tyre. So this whole idea that our military has fallen officer, and we say, lest we forget, and we post it and we say it, but nobody actually gives credit to God. And thus is a problem in America. We don't give God credit for the things He's given us. We don't give God credit for the protections we have, for the wealth we have. And it's disturbing because in this hour, we're in a season of judgment. God has determined that He's going to correct America, correct Christians, correct those who call His name but aren't obeying His word. Because what is happening is most of the world sees America as a Christian nation, but yet they see our corruption, they see our greed, they see our arrogance, they see things that are contrary to what should be of any type of Christian behavior, but yet they associate it with Christianity. So in the eyes of the world, greed, arrogance, this meddlesome thing in other people's governments, that's American behavior, so it has to be Christian. And so God is getting bad press from people who call themselves Christian. And it's particularly disturbing in this hour with everything that's going on political, because you have these people, again, who call themselves Christian, but they're backbiting, they're fighting, they're doing a lot of crazy stuff in the eyes of the world, and God is calling it to an end. Because in America, we've done all in our power to disinherit ourselves from our Christian roots, except for when we're in trouble, then we go back to it. You know, people were talking about why it is that the election turned out the way it was. They're saying it was a Russian influence. It wasn't a Russian influence, it was God. And anybody who had been praying, anybody who was connected to God or calling themselves a Christian would have known that, because in the first time in history, God had a call out to His people People were fasting and praying around the world. God's people were, because God wanted a change in leadership. He wanted a change of direction for America, because that was what President Obama was supposed to bring, but he didn't obey God. So now there's turmoil. There was stuff getting ready to happen in our nation, and God said, I want to spare America. Stand on your covenant. So people had to stand and pray just so our nation wouldn't be destroyed under President Obama. And so people have to understand, it was not the Russians. They didn't do anything. In fact, there was no proof. And if you look at what they're saying, you realize that this is all something that's thrown out. It's being thrown at you just to keep you off guard and to get you off the truth of the matter is God chose the president. Because we prayed and we fasted. In fact, a spirit broke over our nation a couple of days before, that weekend before the election. And the Lord said it was the spirit of bondage that was put on this nation by generations. But in particular, this past administration has enslaved the American people to the government. God even went as far as calling Obamacare an abomination. And yet, look how hard the president, current president, is trying to fight to keep that abomination in place. Lord Jesus, lest we forget, we can't do our own thing and call ourselves a Christian. We have to hear from God. And when we do hear from God, we have to obey that. And we know that the president was warned many times to stay out of this election because something was going to happen to the people. If he went into the election, their million lives would be lost. But did he listen? No. In fact, he did just the opposite. He threw himself into the election and then tied it to his own legacy. Now, this is what's really scary, because this is the spirit of America that has been fighting against God or any semblance of God in our lives. But at the same time, tragedy is upon us. It's almost like the president spit in the face of God and said, you know, I'm do this. I'm more important than God. But it didn't work. And the nation is torn apart because of what he said, what he did. And the division that is in this nation is crazy. It's coming from the White House. It's coming from the leaders who are upset in their arrogance that they did not win. This should not be. We are in a time of judgment. Unless we forget who we are, who God put in place, and the Lord said, that's where we are. That indeed Obama forgot. He didn't put himself in that election. He could not get himself reelected even if he went to run today. Why? Because God was behind his election. We prayed back then. God prophesied it. People, the churches rallied behind the man. That's what happened, but they were not going to rally the way they did before, because why? God had them praying and he was giving them a different direction. So people, we have to understand that we do not create ourselves. The Bible says that God places men in his times and season, and he creates our habitation for us. We don't do it for ourselves. And when we decide to do our own thing and not listen to God, we cause ourselves to fall into a curse. That's what Jeremiah 17:5 says. Cursed is the man who depends on his own arm, his own doing, his own mind, what he thinks he can do, and turns away from God. We should be seeking God day and night for direction for this nation, especially now, especially with this confusion. Every Christian should be on their face day and night crying out to God right now, because we're in a most dangerous place. But everybody's just kind of going with the flow, going to listen to the news. No, get in your prayer closet. We're the most dangerous time. And that's what God said. He said specifically, this is the hour of America's greatest danger. The greatest danger. Why? We have leadership that have put us in the curse. We have a church that's not praying. We have Christians who are following the world. Everything is upside down. Everybody's out of place. We are in the position of being cursed. And yet we have a covenant with God. So those of us who obey the covenant will see the benefits of the covenant. But those who don't obey God, they're going to see the benefits of the curse. Again, it's a two-edged sword. It's coming down on this nation. Those who obey God are going to be on the reward side. Those who aren't are going to be on the curse and destruction side. But that's where we are here. So we really need to repent and get ourselves together as far as falling in line with God. And granted, we're not a Christian nation, but everything about this nation was based deeply on the Bible. And because of that, we have created a covenant with God, and that covenant will stand forever, which means is, regardless of what we do, we're on a blood covenant that was under the blood of Jesus. And Rudyard Kipling even says it in his poem. He talks about the blood sacrifice that Jesus made. And how we need to stay in our place lest we forget. But yet we have forgotten this nation. And now God says we're America's greatest danger. But yet he says on the other side of that sword, it's God's kingdom's greatest time to demonstrate his power. But unfortunately, he's going to have to show power against death, against destruction, against all the things that a curse has brought into our nation. And as the Lord had me write some time ago, Mr. Obama was warned. But he refused to heed the warnings according to God because he didn't want to be upstaged. And yet what is getting ready to hit America will upstage us all, and we can't stop it. So we as a nation need to get back to God. We need to realize that everything we have, gaha, maha, even the breath we breathe comes from a God. Where we live, what we have, what we eat, all the blessings that are on this nation is because of our past relationship with God. But looking to the future, what are we going to offer our children if we ourselves are not obeying? We've broken down the protections of that covenant. We've broken down the abundance that God has had over this nation for a long time. And we need to rebuild that hedge that can only be rebuilt by our obeying God and getting back into His grace and getting out of the curse. This earth was created by God. Whether you give God credit or not, this earth was created by God, and there are consequences, laws of consequence built within this earth. One that's very big is seed time and harvest. God will not be mocked. Whatever you're thinking in your heart, whatever you're speaking, whatever you're doing is a seed, and whatever a man sows, he will reap. So we're reaping corruption because people are not following God. They're following their own thing, or they're doing nothing, which is the same thing as following their own wishes. That's an issue. Beloved, it's harvest time. We're about to get both the former and latter rain. We're not just getting what we've sown. We're getting stuff from way back. So there's consequences for following the same behavior. Who was it Jesus was talking to? I guess the Pharisees, who were talking about how their fathers had killed the prophets. And they would say, well, we didn't do that. No, you didn't kill the prophets, but you made their tombs. So they killed them. You put them in the tomb, and you're going to put the slab on them. So what he's saying, this generation is going to experience the destruction of former generations because they refuse to stand up and do something different. We went with the status quo. We went with how my parents did it, or how our grandparents did it. Well, grandparents, for the last 75 years, everybody's been turning against God. So it doesn't matter. So if you follow the status quo, you're going to be turned against God. They took prayer out of the schools, been taking God out of the public scene. You can't even say Jesus Christ in a public prayer anymore. People taking down activity scenes. We've taken God out of the public square because we want no reminder of Him. And yet God says destruction will come lest you forget. You have to understand, we are at that point where we have forgotten God, and we need to be reminded of who we are, what God says we are, and get in that place, because that's the only place of protection. Now, one thing about Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, 8:11, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in keeping His commandments and His judgment and statutes, which I command you this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein. Now, let me stop there. There are a lot of God's people right now. They want money. They got a promise of money coming. They got a promise of wealth coming. But yet, He's saying here, you got to do what I say. I'm not just giving you money. You got to obey Me. And He talks about how they're having flocks and having everything multiplied. God is, again, what was our prophecy for 2017? We're expecting magnificent acceleration. God is increasing His people more and more. And the question is it going to turn to your destruction, or is it going to be a reward that you can reward the nation and the communities with? But He's saying here, after I give you all this, if your heart is lifted up, meaning if you're arrogant and decide, well, I got this now. I'm happy now. I got everything I need and I did this. He said, if you forget God, which brought you forth out of bondage and brought you into this land, who led you all this good way, took you through everything you've been through in sickness and when you were penniless, when you didn't have a direction, when you didn't have anywhere to turn, God was there for you. And how dare you turn to Him and say to out of your mouth that even in your heart, by my own power and my own hand have I gotten this wealth. He says, and you need to remember God, because in the day you say that, He says, you shall surely perish. And the Lord says, just as He destroyed the nations around us, so we will perish. When He's saying it to His people, in the day that you decide that you're bigger than God, that you had gotten everything you got because of who you are, your education, your position, or whatever things you think you've done with your own hands, He's saying in this hour, if you even say it in your heart, you will perish. People, we're at judgment. This word is alive in our life right now. It's alive in the spirit right now. We need to humble ourselves before Aha Maharika, turn from our wicked ways. And God promises He will heal our land. That's for every Christian, every believer, telling us, stay in the word. You need to be praying, meditating on this word day and night. Keep it in your mouth. Keep it in your eyes. Keep it before you. Why? Destruction is before us. Now, people saying they see the wealth. They see the prosperity, but they don't understand. We're in a position that they were in Egypt when Pharaoh's hand, and that's what you see under Obama and Clinton, those people, God kept saying, this is slavery. It's Pharaoh, that spirit to be broken. Death is coming. Destruction's coming. You don't want to be in Egypt uncovered. You want to be in Goshen under the cover of God, but you got to obey God. You got to hear him and give him glory for who he is. Obey him, stay in praise, and then all you'll have to do is collect the spoils. But if you decide that you want to do your own thing, that you're going to take advantage and get covetous and go for stuff and be arrogant, and you won't make it. You definitely will not make it. And that's where God is telling us now, lest we forget, we will perish. And so many people are about to perish in our nation because we have forgotten. And God is calling our hearts back to him. We got to pray for our leaders, pray for the Obamas, especially because they're the ones that brought this on us. And because of it, the destruction is going to fall harder on them than anyone else. We need to pray that their hearts are turned, that God can turn their hearts back to him, what they once knew. They intentionally turned away from God. That anytime leaders intentionally turn away from God to do their own thing for their own arrogance, it brings a curse on the nation. And that's why we're suffering. Don't be looking outside in the Russians or any outside influence. The influence is the devil within the hearts and minds of men. The devil of arrogance, the devil of self-sufficiency, or even the people that claim they can't hear God. If you belong to God and you can't hear him, something is wrong with your relationship. You need to find out why God is not speaking. Get in that prayer closet. Spend time in fasting and prayer because God is saying everybody needs to hear in this hour. They need to know where they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to be doing, because they're going to be people suffering all around you. People are going to be dropping dead all around you. How are you going to stand there as a believer? People are going to be saying, I need your help. I need your help. Don't you know God? Can't you help me? And unfortunately, most of the church can't. Why? They're not listening to God. They're getting up and going about their way, not even spending time with God in the morning. Say, Lord, oh Jesus, who needs help today? What can I do today, Lord? Show me, give me direction, Lord, so I'll know how to help somebody in need. Put a word in my mouth. As Isaiah said, he wakes me up with the tongue of the learned. The Lord, meditate on the word day and night and who I am in Jesus Christ, and then wake up with the tongue of the learned so you'll know how to speak a word in season to one that is suffering. This is what the body of Christ is supposed to be doing. And in this hour, God is expecting it. So lest we forget is a word that God is putting out there. Lest we forget the Lord our God, we shall perish. So people, repent today. Turn your hearts back to God. Get in your prayer closet. If you're a believer, it should be like it was in 9/11. That spirit should be hitting on you so hard. You should be praying in tongues 24/7. You should have an ear open and attuned to hear the word of the God for quick instruction. Not only for your protection, but protection of your family, for your businesses, wherever you sent you. You are sent on a mission. It's not about you. It's about the position of the kingdom of God gave you and the care of the people around you. Don't forget, it's not about you. It's about God. It's about the kingdom. And if Jesus is your Lord, that means he is the master of your life. He's the one that gives you an instruction. He's the one who controls what you say and do. That's what a master is. And for people to say, Lord, Lord, and do not what he says, ha ha. Jesus himself said in Matthew 7, he's going to throw you out of the kingdom. You're cursed. If you can call him Lord and not obey him, you are cursed. Again, that goes back to what Jeremiah 17:5. So people, God, repent. When I say repent, heart change, mind change, doing something different. We have a whole new year, a time to start whole new habits. We should have already started, but it's time to start now to be able to hear God, to see God, so that you'll be able to enjoy the magnificent acceleration. Because I tell you what, the good is accelerating, so is the evil. And Jesus said, those who will endure to the end are going to want to be saved. Not those who flounder, but those who endure means standing firm as a mighty army and doing what God says in this last hour. And then the people will be saved. Our nation will survive, but only because of those who are obedient to God. So I thank you for being with us. I know it's a harsh message, a hard message to hear, but it's the beginning of the year. It's time for us to straighten up. God is calling the church to mature, to grow up, to stop playing the games. The church has been following the world. But God said it's time for us to be the sons of God and leave where he wants to lead. Then he'll bring back prosperity. He'll bring back protection. He'll bring back things in a supernatural, magnificent acceleration like we've never seen before. And that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm praying for. That's my heart's desire. Day and night, I'm up on my bed. I'm thinking, Lord, we need you. Jesus, we need you more than ever. We need to accelerate it right here, right now. And that's where we should be in the spirit as far as the people of God to make this thing come out for the best. And the eyes of the world are watching us. And God said what he's about to do in America, yes, as tragic as it will be, is going to turn on a dime. And people around the world will fall on their knees and glorify our God because of the magnificent exploits that will be done in this nation by those who are obeying God and hearing God in this season. We're not going to forget. The world may forget, but we will not forget the Lord our God who's given us so much. Jesus gave his life. That's what we have to really, really realize. That's the thing we don't forget. He didn't do it just to keep us from going to hell. He gave his life. He was sown in the earth as a son of God so God could raise up many sons of God in this earth. And that's what he's calling us to do in the hour. And as the Bible says, anybody who believes upon him has the authority to become the sons of God, but only those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. And only those in this hour who are led by the Spirit will be able to have the supernatural wealth and position, he's saying, because it's all going to be hidden. It can only be revealed by the Spirit. The protections that are going on can only be revealed by the Spirit. As the Lord keeps showing me, when the destruction hits, when things hit, people are going to see destruction. Those who can hear and see what nobody else can hear and see will be left standing, holding it all. And that's where we want to be. We don't want to forget who God is, what he put in us, how he empowered us, and most of all, his command for us to go into the world and demonstrate the gospel in every area, every sector of this world, in everyday life. This has been Paula Matthews with Epic Books and Cafe. Looking forward to a prosperous and a powerful 2017, as I pray you are too. And I'm looking for God to do mighty things for the kingdom through his people like we've never seen before. These are the days of the greater works that Jesus prophesied about, and we are ready to see him done in our hour. Until next time.